got a song here for you. It's Trouble by Skyla Burrell. She's going to be coming on here in just a few minutes. I want to get you ramped up for this hottie that's coming on with us this afternoon. Here you go, a little Skyla Burrell blues called Trouble, right here on WCRS.
Baby, looks like trouble, walks like trouble, talks like trouble. That man ain't nothing but trouble.
Go. There's nothing but trouble here when you've got Skyla Burrell, and she's going to be calling us in just a few minutes here. And I sure am looking forward to somebody that has been described by Blues Moon Radio as, brace yourself, red hot, does not begin to describe Skyla Burrell and her blues band. They're on fire musically, but she could have a second career as a model or actress, and that was said by Blues Moon Radio. So she has been performing, formed her first band when she was 13. But I don't want to spoil it. We'll be talking to her in just a few minutes, but some good music right now. She is down, I believe, headed or is in Sarasota, Florida. She's going to be performing at the Blue Rooster. That's right. So she is all over Florida, and then she'll be up in North Carolina, Charlotte, and then coming down here for the Blues Cruise. She'll be on the CenturyLink main stage Friday night, 7 o'clock, and then on Saturday, she'll be on the CenturyLink main stage again. I tell you what, she's a busy, busy gal. She's also going to be at Howard's on Saturday night. And I do believe I have the person that has been called sassy, sexy, and full of fire. Their crew rallies behind their leader mightily and all keep the party going in fine style. This is one white girl that knows how the blues are all about. Hey, Skyla, how you doing today?
Hi, Annie. That's quite an introduction.
I just played your song Trouble. I was getting everybody wound up for you.
Oh, thanks so much for playing Trouble. That's awesome.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've been doing some research on you here, and it says, let's see, what did I see? Oh, Skyla has one of those perfect whiskey-soaked with honey voices that is full of the passion and conviction that it takes to be a great blues woman. by the Nashville Blues Society. How about that comment?
But you'd never know it by my speaking voice.
You're right.
It's a total freak show. I sound like a 12-year-old child, but, yeah, the singing's totally different.
That's pretty cool, because, yeah, I was going to say, I'm not hearing that whiskey-soaked voice there.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's funny. I always do a couple of songs first before I start to talk to people so that they don't, like, hear me talk first and go, oh, God, this is going to suck.
So I just got to know, let's see, you started, formed your own band when you were 13?
Yeah, we did like, you know, cover songs like Pat Benatar, and we were terrible, you know, and we played like some little high school and junior high school parties and junior high school parties, not high school, but yeah, it was, but it was, it's good to start there in the garage sucking, you know, it's important, I think, to get in there early and work it out.
So when did you learn to play?
Oh, well, my grandmother gave me my first guitar when I was about 10, and she taught me some simple chords, and she also taught me some simple stuff on the piano, and I kind of took it from there, just tried to, you know, learn from people when I could, and, you know, kind of work it out.
Were you bitten by the blues, or did you play other music at an early age?
At an early age, I played a lot of roots-based music. When I was 19, I pretty much fell absolutely in love with the blues, and it's been a journey for me ever since then.
How old are you now, Skyla?
I'm 47.
Oh, my God. You don't look
like... I know. I know. I'm like old. That's okay. That's the thing about the blues. It doesn't matter. You can be young, old.
Well,
anything.
Have you had a lot of trouble in your life?
I'm sorry?
Have you had a lot of trouble in your life?
You know, it's as with any life. You learn from your struggles. You try not to make the same mistakes that you made before, and you try to just put your best foot forward and be positive and have a great outlook instead of kind of. Now, everybody's had their stuff. I don't know anybody in life that has come out completely unscathed. So it's a good reference point for a lot of the writing,
right?
I think, with any artist, like a lot of the greatest stuff comes from the crappiest times.
So, have you had some real prolific times?
Well, there was, in the most recent memory, I think it was when I... totaled our band van going 50. I hit a tree. I had a seizure, and it just was like totally bizarre. And I totaled all the band equipment and the whole van. And so I had a lot of good stuff from there, you know.
Oh,
a lot of good inspiration from that. But we have a new van and everything's fine. This was a long time ago, so it's all good now.
Well, that's great. Well, do you travel all the time?
We try, you know, as with any band. You know, you have your national kind of road work or your regional road work, and then you have your stuff kind of close to home. We work with Road Dog Touring, who, you know, takes us all over the country, and then we also, you know, work ourselves at home. So, we're full-time. We just try to stay as busy as possible, wherever the work may be.
Yeah, now you're originally from California, but do you live in Pennsylvania now? Is that right?
Yeah, the beautiful town of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania.
Wow. That's terrific. Now, you're down in Florida right now, correct?
We are. We are getting ready to head to our show at a club in Sarasota.
Yeah, the Blue Rooster, right?
The Blue Rooster, yes.
I love the names of some of these clubs. Crawdaddy's, Earl's Hideaway, the Twisted Vine Bistro.
Yeah, and actually, I think that's right next door, and I think we're at the Barrel Room.
Okay.
So, in D.C., the one that sticks out of my mind is Madam's Organ Blues Bar in Adams Morgan. Blues clubs, you know, blues fans and people that love that music have a good sense of humor, so it's always fun to see the interesting club names.
So have you been overseas, or do you stay pretty much in the U.S.?
We've toured the Netherlands,
okay.
But other than that, we've stayed in the U.S. Well, Canada, but it's connected, so I'm not sure if that really counts.
No, I don't think it counts.
I don't think it does.
Yeah. And when you're up there, it's not like it's a totally different country either, is it?
No.
So what have you been working on any projects now?
Well, we're in the process of putting together a live CD that will come out later in the fall. And we are doing the scratch tracks for the new studio CD that will be out in the spring, late spring. It'll be another VizTone release, and it'll be, as with all the others, all originals. So we're really, you know, excited and still working on a few new songs, still need a few songs to write, but everything's pretty much on track.
You know, when you were growing up, did you always know you wanted to be in a band?
Yeah, that's the first thing I really remember is that's what I wanted. And so I've kind of my whole life just stayed true to that, to what,
now,
you know, what I...
Now, as a California...
Same game.
Yeah. Now, as a California girl, though, how'd your parents feel about you doing a band?
Oh, my mom... Everybody was extremely supportive. My mom and my grandma, they just really... You know, my mom was a huge fan. She took me to concerts. The very first concert I went to, I was 6 months old. It was Altamont, Throwing Stones. I remember none of it, but I heard the story. So, yeah, my mom's always been really supportive. And my grandmother passed away a few years ago, but she was, you know, a huge, huge influence and supporter of me and my journey. So I'm really thankful to have people in my life that were always just, you know, I grew up as a product of an independent woman of the 60s. So my mom was just like, you can do what you want to do, because, you know, that really wasn't that way for her growing up.
Sure.
So she was just, it was a green light from the get-go.
A green light from the get-go. That's a pretty good phrase right there, Skylar. Well, do you think, how did you meet up with Gary Irwin? Shrimp City Slim.
We've known Gary for almost 10 years now. We did some work with him several years ago. He hired us as a promoter to come in for his event, and that's how we met, and we've stayed in contact for all these years. You know, we all have a bunch of mutual friends, so it'll be great to see him again. It's been a few years, and he's doing a wonderful thing with the Bluesers and all the events and bringing all the bands into Greenwood. It's really quite spectacular and very special.
It is.
He was very hard.
This is actually the 16th year of this, so it's gotten bigger and bigger, and you are really in for a treat when you come here to Greenwood. Now, have you ever been to Greenwood before?
I have not.
Well, then, you'll be eating lots of good barbecue. You'll be in... at the CenturyLink main stage on Friday at 7 o'clock. And we're going to be out Friday night doing what we call a blues crawl. We're going to be crawling all over Uptown Greenwood. So we're going to have to stop by and see you, hopefully before you go on stage, and maybe we can chat for a minute before you go on stage.
That would be excellent, Annie. I would love that.
That's right. Then it looks like on Saturday you're playing at 4 p.m. on the main stage, and then what, you're going to be at Howard's, is that right?
Yeah, we'll be at Howard's at night, and that's going to start at 9 o'clock. We're going to run a late show 9 to 1.
Well, I tell you what, from what I've heard so far, you know, it's going to be an awesome experience for everybody here, and I know that you are looking forward to it, so... As we go out of this here this afternoon, I think I'm going to play Stuck in a Struggle. What can you tell us about that one before we play that one there?
Well, Mark Tomlinson wrote that tune, and it's kind of out of a place where, you know, it's such a struggle for people to survive in relationships, people to survive in the real world. So it's kind of like a song that captured the, you know, stuck in a struggle again. Is it ever going to end? But, you know, so it's that's a real fun song to play live. We'll probably be playing that one out at the show, one of the three shows. So for sure we'll have that one in the list.
All right. Well, listen, Skyla, thanks so much for calling. I sure look forward to meeting you, and I'm looking forward to hearing the voice that is honey-soaked in whiskey. What was that anyways? I'm looking forward to hearing that voice there now, Skylar.
Yeah, not the helium one, right?
Yeah, exactly. You have a great afternoon. Thanks for calling us right here on WCRS.
Thank you so much, Annie. See you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to be playing Stuck in a Struggle right here on WCRS. Then we'll hear a word from our sponsors. Here you go, Stuck in a Struggle right here, right now. Skyla Burrell. She doesn't look like she's 47, let me tell you.